We're at the trade talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City. And right now I'm speaking with
Ken Keegan, Executive Vice President of Farm Credit Services of America and Frontier Farm Credit.
Ken, how are values of land going right now?
You know, I'd describe them as relatively stable and have been for the last 12 months. As you dig into small regional areas, you'll see some vacillation, both up and maybe some down. But on the whole, cropland in the Midwest has held relatively stable for the last year.
How has the weather for the 2019 year affected the land values, in your opinion?
You know, I will tell you there continues to be strong demand as we see productive land come into the market. So at least in the current period, we have not seen big adverse movements in terms of cropland or farmland values. So while we've had, weather challenges in 2019, and they've been pretty widespread, we haven't seen land values move much from where they've been.
How's the financial outlook looking for 2020?
It's a great question. I think we're still assessing the impact of 2019, but as we look at the producers in our portfolio, they came in, out of 2018 with about 7 out of 10 of them finding break-evens or profitability. Still early to know for 2019, but on the whole, I think we have many producers from the crop side that are going to be near trend line production. We have some stress in the cow-calf industry that's been reported. But we've seen producers over the last 4 to 5 years made some tough decisions in their operations to bring down their overall cost of production, and that's been beneficial.
Now, I understand that some stories that have been coming out are not totally as bad as they seem, if I understand correctly.
Well, I would say largely that's because producers have made some tough choices, and they've shown up in different areas, and each situation's unique, as you would know. But, producers have worked with us to make sure their debt is structured appropriate. In some cases, that's taken longer amortizations to help with their cash flows. We've seen producers make choices about how to make greater utilization of their equipment fleet. We've seen some producers shed less profitable parts of their operations, whether that's rented or owned acres. We've seen them focus on, tightening up their family living expenses and even reaching outside of the farm to look for sources of income through custom work or off-farm income to help supplement their bottom line. That's a lot.
If somebody needs more information, how can they get it?
Yeah, I would encourage them to call 1-800-884-FARM, and that would give them access to the local farm credit closest to them.